WPHM. Now back to the Paul Miller Show on 1380 WPHM.
All right, it is Wednesday morning. Cold out there, too. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. Heard about this in the news a few minutes ago. The students at St. Clair Tech picked up some more awards. Congratulations to them. The director of tech with us right now, Pat Yannick. Pat, good morning.
Good morning.
Your students doing well again this year, aren't they?
We're off to a great start.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about those awards they won.
Well, those were our health students. Had their regional contest, and we've got several students. I believe four of them are going off to the state contest to represent St. Clair Tech. I don't think it was in the news, but our automotive students did really well. I think they took 5 medals at the regional contest. They'll be representing the state. So, yeah, we're off to a great start.
What's you've got some changes at Tech this school year, too, don't you?
We do. We added in construction trades back in. You might remember, your listeners might remember that a few years ago we went through some tough times with property tax going down, and we had to cut some programs out, and we begun to slowly put them back. So we added construction trades back in this year. It's the first year for a brand-new program for us. Getting great support from the trades locally, local employers, and we're off to a great start.
Well, this is what we hear about all the time, whether it's construction or other fields, where they say we need qualified workers, we need an educated workforce.
It's a great time to be in career technical education.
Give us an overview, if you would, Pat, of the programming. What are some of the different disciplines that you teach?
Right, there? We've got 11 programs at Tech. I'll just go through them real quickly. Automotive, collision, construction, cosmetology, culinary, digital media, health, information technology, mechatronics, metal machining, and welding.
That's a pretty diverse grouping of things. I don't think a lot of people think, well, it's just the trades. It's just, technical stuff. But it really runs the gamut, doesn't it?
Right. Our building is referred to as the Technical Education Center. And we like to think of what we do is prepare students both for first and foremost their career and also make sure that they're ready for college. So all of our students leave with credentials and a portfolio that is the evidence of the work that they've done at Tech, but also in their portfolio is the evidence that they're ready to move on to post-secondary education. You know, a lot of people still think that if you come to Tech, you don't go to college, which is not true. Over 70% of our kids go on to post-secondary education if they choose to do so. But one of the benefits of Tech is they can also enter the workforce right after high school if they choose to.
That's a big plus, isn't it?
It sure is.
Absolutely. So you've got an open house tomorrow, right?
We do. 5:30 till 8 o'clock, open to the public. We reach out to the 8th, 9th, and 10th grade students and their parents. That's our target audience, but anyone is welcome. We'd love to have them come out and see what we do and walk through the programs. Our goal is that students that aren't sure what they want to do, or maybe they're not sure about Tech, that they come out and they take a look. And if you go to our website, there's a little commercial by a young lady, Maddie Padilla, that last year she made this commercial for us, and she talks about how she walked through the building for the first time on a tour. And when she walked into information technology, she knew that was the program for her. And that's our hope and our goal for Open House.
So that's tomorrow. And you mentioned 8th, 9th, and 10th grade students. That's your target audience because 11th and 12th grade, that's when students are actually participating in Tech.
Right, correct. So 10th graders, if they're interested, they'll see their counselor right now is a good time and tell them that which program they're interested in and that they hope to attend Tech next fall.
How does that work then? They go to their high school for part of the day and then out to Tech for part of the day?
Yep. Half of their day is at Tech and half of their day is at their high school or, three classes and three classes. So they can either attend Tech in the morning for half their day and then they get bused back to their high school for the other half, or they can attend Tech in the afternoon.
So Tech, you have like 2 school days a day then, don't you?
We do. Yes, we do.
Morning and afternoon. And, the benefit, as you said, to these students is that they're ready for college at the end of the program and or ready to enter the workforce.
Absolutely.
Or both. Good stuff. Pat, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it very much. Good luck with your open house tomorrow.
Thank you. Appreciate the time.
All right. Pat Yannick, the director of St. Clair Tech, with us on WPHM 20, now past 7 o'clock.